And welcome to Papa's Basement. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined today by Allison Frank. You missed the 400th episode extravaganza.
Oh.
Not even a ganza, a gonza.
Sounds delightful.
Oh, it was just amazing. Why are you being all quiet? Now you're not picking up, and then you're going to scream like a howler monkey in 10 seconds.
Because that's what I do.
It is. You hoot, you fling your feces.
Why is it so hot in here?
It's hot everywhere in this house except for a select few rooms. We're recording at home, by the way, not the studio.
Yeah, we should be in the bathroom. The bathroom's pretty chill.
The dining room is hellish.
Yeah.
And my room is obviously the goddamn seventh circle. Is your audio clipping or is that just me?
It is. Yep.
Oh.
It's skippity.
Yeah, I bought a nice little headphone splicer and finest that $8 on Amazon could buy, and now it's clipping in and out, and
it's not good.
Whatever. Show's website. Okay, I can't take this. Hold on. Pause. All right, the show's back on. Put on your headphones, and I'll explain. The problem with this house is it's ancient. I think that's what it is, and it retains zero cool air whatsoever.
Okay.
I'm not saying that to exaggerate. I mean, the instant the air goes off, it's like a car.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I would liken it to. Like, you're fine in your car as the AC's blasting.
Yeah.
Sit in a parking lot 5 minutes with the air off and tell me.
You know, in my house, before I got rid of my house and everything, that house was old. It was built in like 50-something.
This is like 10 years later, maybe.
But that house, once it was heated up, you know, you turn the heat on, it just stayed warm. And when you turned it cool, it just stayed cool. So I was fortunate.
It's like my girlfriend's house.
Yeah.
The AC isn't going 24/7, but it's just this nice constant temperature.
Yeah, comfortable.
I'm getting to the point, I'm like conditioned, like one of Pavlov's dogs. I hear the air go off, I'm sweating before it's even cool.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm beating it by 30 seconds.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's hellish. Show's website's inpapasbasement.com.
Sounds good.
Speaking of hellish places of suffering.
I'm going to go there.
There you go.
I'm going to download everything.
There is everything there. Yeah. All 400, this will be the 401st
episode.
What
about a rating? Could you use a nice rating there?
You mean ratings on iTunes and Stitcher and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Well, that would be awesome for the fans to do, Allison. I'm glad you brought that up. If they'd be so kind as to go to inpapasbasement.com/iTunes.
All right.
Click that link and give us a nice rating and review on iTunes. That's how we get noticed.
Yeah. And we love feedback.
Yeah, like good feedback.
Yeah.
Like if you tell me the show sucks, I'll block you.
Why? You appreciate positive criticism.
Well, no one really takes the time to tell me I suck. Not that I remember, at least.
Maybe you'd already blocked it out before it came through.
Maybe, yeah.
Magneto's helmet.
It could be that. It could also just be that. By the way, I think your headphone, your headphones are making like some interaction with the mic. I'm not kidding. Uh-huh. I think that like they're little static bursts that are making your mic peak.
Oh,
but
I don't have anything. I can't hear anything.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's because you got Beats by Dre and they're ghetto and not fit for a radio studio.
Well, why don't you get me some?
I'm sick of buying you crap.
You don't buy me anything.
Well, I buy you meals all the time.
No, you buy me meals, but I'm saying shouldn't that be part of your setup?
You weren't being that loud. It just spiked.
I did not do that. But shouldn't you have something? Do you need this to answer this? That very important call that's coming through?
It's not a call. Okay. My chick was talking about getting her phone replaced.
Yeah. Tell her to go suck an egg.
It sounds like the iPhone I bought her 4 months ago got replaced and they didn't fix it. So, viva Apple. You know what? I'm starting to get mighty goddamn sick of Apple, man.
Yeah.
There was a time where that product meant something. Like, you bought an Apple and it lasted forever.
Right.
And it was fast. It didn't have viruses, any of that crap.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how many iPhones I've gone through because the battery is crap. Now, I'm keeping it clean, by the way.
Okay.
This will be Monday's episode. I mean, decimated, doesn't hold a charge for a damn. It's glitchy.
Mm.
It's been all downhill since that idiot who didn't fix his liver.
But how long, when you're just using it constant, how long does your phone battery last?
Like, I'm screwing around, I'm browsing the net and that stuff. I can take it down from 8 in the morning. It'll be almost deadsies probably by like noon or 1.
Mm.
How about you? You've got like the Samsung Affront to God. What is the size of that thing?
It is. It's It's the size of a drive-in movie.
It's Titanic.
It is. I have a Galaxy Note 2 by Samsung, and I actually really like it. And I like the size of it.
It's because like Pete Campbell's forehead. There you go.
You know, if I'm trying to get myself to sleep, then I can just tune in a little Netflix on my phone.
And what?
Netflix.
Netflix?
Or Flinks. Flinks okay. Or Flunks. And it's fine. It's good. And I just plug my headphones
into it. Not any X-Hamster? Rub one out? No. Pass out, roll over?
Is that what you use?
Really not a big phone porn guy. Uh-oh. I love my my computer with that giant like 23-inch monitor.
But how do you do that like from bed? Or you just
sitting? No, I get up and I go to my chair and I beat off.
Always? Isn't it more comfortable to lay down?
Nah, I mean, you got all kinds of mess to clean up.
Why?
That stuff, that's like a MIRV missile. Like, it shoots all over multiple independently targeted warheads everywhere, man.
What is wrong
with you? You can't predict the trajectory of that.
What, do you have a sprinkler system?
No, it's not like I did anything to it
either.
Isn't
it just like squeezing one of those toothpaste tube and
those
just
Prince Alberts? I think I've got a pretty good spunk muscle. Whatever controls that.
I learned that in nursing school, so I know what you're talking about. Maybe you could explain it to our listeners.
Okay.
Or not in the medical field.
This is how I picture biology.
Okay.
You've got like a big muscle in your taint.
Okay.
And then you've just got like almost an air pump, like
for your blood pressure. Cup.
Exactly. Yeah. You got that, and that fills with jizz.
Right.
And then that tube runs right out your dick hole. And right when you finish, your taint is just like right on it, just mashing it for all it's
like
worth.
Like an elephant.
Yeah. That scared the cat off, by the way. She sprinted.
All right.
And I think I must have taint muscles like an NFL player.
Yeah, but can't it just shoot like one stream? Like, it's kind of like if you crimp a garden hose.
Spider-Man.
If you crimp a garden hose and then you open it and then you crimp it, it doesn't like splatter everywhere. It's just one steady stream of water.
Have you never seen ejaculate? It's like spurts.
No.
It's like...
I mean, kind of spurts, but they're like whole spurts. You're making it sound like you got a sprinkler head, and it's just that crazy octopus kids thing, sprinkler thing, and it's just going everywhere. You're like, I can't control it. It's in
Have
my
you ever
face.
Seen a whale come up for air? And like the water comes out for a while, and then it stops, and then a little less comes out, and it stops in a faster amount of time, and then there's like a third, like...
Yeah, but it's not...
Sad one.
It doesn't spread out. It's still just one, two, three, or whatever.
Yeah, but I don't think you can really account, like, in the heat of passion.
Right.
Right when I'm getting
the heat
finished,
of passion when you're in front of your computer in your room. Because that's how this conversation started.
Yes, I'm in my room.
In the heat of passion.
Yeah. So okay. Far, so good.
And then what? Oh, you are messing everything up.
I'm not messing everything up. I'm trying to get to the bottom of that horrid crackling sound that's going to drive away all four of our listeners.
Okay, so...
I don't want to have to, like, if I'm lying on my back, what am I going to aim it onto? Like, my gut? Like a pig?
I don't know.
And then I just roll over my
I don't
filth?
Really know what people do when they're by themselves.
Like, I'm mayonnaising a sandwich?
It's not like I have spy cams, teddy cams,
just,
nanny cams in my
I take a wad
house.
Of tissues. I sit.
Yeah.
I jack it.
Yeah.
When I'm about to finish, I stand up. I take the wad.
Yeah, but you're making it sound like it's a 5-minute
and
process,
I create a goal
not.
Net for myself.
But it's not a 5-minute process. You're saying sometimes it's like an hour and a half or whatever. You're just
no, I've present. Definitely calmed down on that.
Okay.
Like
I would just think sitting in a hard chair for an hour and a half, I mean, if you're going to get in the heat of passion, that wouldn't be very comfortable is what I'm thinking. So why wouldn't you want to just lay down or whatever?
I don't know. I'm pretty comfortable sitting there, although it's ruined me for sex because there's like no time I'm sitting and having sex. So anytime I'm like... on my back. Well, I like that one. It's a lazy one. But like I'm doing it missionary. My body's just like, this isn't how we come. What are you doing, silly? Sit down. Use your hand. My penis is in a condom. Just
what
like,
about
what
with
this?
Morning wood, then? You're already in bed. You're comfortable. But you're Randy.
Yeah, I also have to piss and drop a deuce.
Oh. So you got to do that. So
yeah,
you
priorities, young lady.
So you have to get up first.
Yeah.
And then you would sit and romance yourself in front of the computer.
I never need it first thing in the morning. That's like a twice a year thing.
But then how were you doing it twice a day when you needed it twice a day?
When I was doing it twice a day, I would say probably like 1 p.m. and 10 p.m. or 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. There was always like a late night one.
Oh, my.
You know,
but that doesn't
let
you go to sleep, though. You would stay up after that.
It neither helps nor hurts.
It does.
I'm not one of those guys that jizzes and then I'm just like, oh, baby, look at the time.
Why?
And I roll over. But it doesn't wire me like I ran a marathon either. Yeah. Like I'm pretty, it's equivalent to playing a stage in a video game that commanded my interest. I'm a little sharper, but if you're like, John, go to bed now, and then you put a sheet over my head like a parakeet, I'll be asleep. But I definitely, that's the one thing, because I've looked into whole porn addiction, wanking addiction, and all that stuff, and I'm slowly untangling the many, many layers of sexual addiction.
Yeah.
Even more than food addiction, I think I'm a sex addict. And I don't mean that in like the, I go out and just lay every pig I can. There's a lot of tears and different types of sex addiction.
I mean, that's the same thing with Alzheimer's and dementia. People don't realize that there are different stages before you have Alzheimer's, you know.
No, I probably should be going to meetings. Like, again, no joke. I'm not joking about that. I should be going to the SA meetings.
But I think because of the jerking thing.
Because of jerking and just a love of porn.
Yeah.
Which I've tempered a lot, but I'm more like a dry drunk.
Yeah.
Like, I've just stopped looking at much porn.
Yeah.
But I'll still look at it. I'm just not doing it for like 90 minutes per session. It's like 10 minutes. I'm like, I got to get on my day.
Yeah.
It's still not like I've changed my behaviors.
But you can't do it from your imagination. You wouldn't sit in your chair and just have nothing on.
I mean, I did that when I was a kid.
But can
you? And I didn't have
that?
A computer in my room. Like, I could listen to music on a cassette as well, but it's now on my phone and I just download it instantly.
Yeah, but you're not challenging yourself, is what I'm saying.
What is this? Like, watching the.
I'm just saying because if you think you have an addiction and you think it's a problem and you're overstimulated and you need those kinds of things to kind of get through your day, I mean, do you think you could just do it without that? Can't you just think?
I mean, I could. It's not
like
I have to
plug
my penis into the USB.
Are you sure you could?
I've done it on occasion.
Yeah, with nothing, not your phone and no images.
Yeah, I mean, I could still do it. Not a fan.
I
mean,
do you just want
plain vanilla ice cream, or do you want the sprinkles and the sundae and the cherry on top?
That's a better one. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you could.
Yeah,
the
problem is you just need to learn that only vanilla is good for you. Not even vanilla, really.
Yeah,
whatever the ice cream equivalent of just putting your dick inside your girlfriend is, that's what you should be eating, heaping bowls of. Vanilla, if you need it in a pinch.
Oh goodness! All right, so. Now that we've settled that.
Well, how about you? What is your porn viewing? I'm sure everyone, because all of our listeners are actually guys just trying to bang you, so.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
So what is your porn viewing habit?
That's none. That's not my thing.
So.
It's really not.
So what do? You just use your imagination?
Yep. The highlight reel.
Consisting of experiences you've actually had,
correct.
Or all Wesley
or
Snipes?
Like branching off from there, my own romance novel from where the last one ended.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
So like Jim Brown,
yeah,
in his NFL.
But a lot
heyday,
of mine is more
door.
Like, you know, if you left to go to the store, then I just imagine someone coming here, or it's kind of just where I'm at. You know, if I'm working at the office, then it's the office or wherever.
You work with old people though. Like, have you ever fantasized about a patient, like an old patient?
Never. That is disgusting.
Like this old bombardier.
No,
his leather jacket.
I've envisioned people that I have crushes on, you know, or that I've dated coming to my workplace or that kind of thing.
And what, they do you next to a bed that has a dying old person?
Never. That's really not good. I mean, yeah.
They're like, why don't you just ratchet up the chemicals being injected into that man's cancer tumors? And we'll get it on.
No, but maybe in the bathroom while my patient's in the other room receiving
screaming,
a juice.
I can't breathe.
And then we know we have to hurry.
Does your selfishness know no depths?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. So those types of scenarios.
Those are your fantasies. At work. I don't think I've ever fantasized about at work. Like when I was hooking up.
Not when I'm at home necessarily, but when I'm at work.
Okay.
Because I have my trick.
And
so
you can tell
just...
the listener, yeah, the listeners, Allison is a trick, she calls it, where she just sits there and like can think about having an orgasm and then she does. Or what, you just contract your vag over and over?
Kind of,
like
yeah.
Like working a bellows?
That's right. It's more like a creaky Polish accordion. when you hear it, then you know.
Those otherworldly haunting tones.
That's right.
The music of the netherworld, really.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah.
So at work, you fantasize about getting banged at work.
Like, I mean, not too long ago, during an oil change, then I did my trick there.
A metaphorical one?
No.
Okay.
A real one.
Oh, okay.
And so I just fantasized there and just did my trick there. You know, it's boring waiting for an oil change.
I mean, I wish I could masturbate in public, too. That would be my Marvel superpower if I had my druthers.
I mean, sometimes it's good because it definitely takes the edge off and you get kind of in this
dreamy... You don't have to explain
dreamy...
why masturbation's great to me.
This dreamy euphoric state. But then sometimes it's... When I was at the Volkswagen dealership, I actually fell asleep. So it's like
really? With the cigarette in your mouth, like Slash.
I needed the hat and
you
the wig.
Pulled over your eyes.
Like, leave me alone. Oh, goodness. Anyone got any water? Yeah, that kind of thing. So, but when I'm at home, it's typically just plays on my past experiences, really. I mean, there's some good ones, so it works.
I do on occasion. Yeah. I that's a rare treat for me when I actually think back to someone I've had sex with as like a positive. Because, I mean, for the longest time, I would bang chicks.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest. I mean, I definitely preferred porn.
Yeah.
And I guess that's getting back to porn addiction. I'll go out on a limb and say that.
Right.
But there were a lot of experiences. I just had them because I could have them. It wasn't like a raw attraction. It's not like I banged a lot of pigs. Most of them were at least average.
Yeah.
Some were pretty damn cute, but I was just...
I don't remember anyone that was hideous.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking for.
I think I've seen them all, but...
You've seen most.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some that like... Hell, there's some I don't remember the names.
Yeah. But I don't remember anyone going, ooh.
Certainly not a last name.
Bad day. Beer goggles? Yeah.
Yeah. But on occasion, I have a couple, like the creme de la creme.
Yeah.
And
so you can just play your skin flute to that.
Yeah, but as a dude, you just want more and more and more. So it's like, even if I think of that memory 30 seconds later, I'm probably still on a porn site.
Yeah.
It's just how it works. I don't think I'm alone in that. I think every dude listening
is
just like, oh,
yeah.
It's
visual, it's easy, it's quick, and it helps, yeah.
I don't know if it's...
I said something to somebody the other day about when I was on vacation, and I said something about... I don't know, something about a wiener or something. And I said, and they're like, ugh, I don't want to hear about that, or I don't want to see that. And I was like, well, don't you watch pornography? And they're like, yeah, but I'm not focusing on the man. But I mean, when you're watching a chick and she's got, you know, 7 hot dogs in her face, I mean, it's not like you're not seeing it. So what's the problem? I guess context?
Sorry, I'm texting. What about who didn't like seeing cocks?
A friend of mine didn't. And I forget why it could come up. I don't know if it was an image or we were just talking about it. And they're like, ah, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to see it. And I was like, well,
I mean,
don't
is
you
she
watch
into
porn?
It?
It's a him. It's a him.
Oh, it's a dude who doesn't want to see dick.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's kind of.
But you see it all through porn. So, you know.
It's a complex
thing. And he's like, well, I'm not focusing on that. But you can't help but focus on it because that's what's happening.
Yeah, well,
it's not
the
like
instrument. That is what
makes
it.
Then why not just
it...
watch Japanese porn where they just blur out the man? Well, that's not going to work for you.
Why don't you pull off the windshield? Let me see if that helps anything.
Right.
I'm sick of looking at these black clown noses on the mics anyhow.
All right.
They creep me out.
Okay. Easy, Tiger.
What? I'm just playing with it a little.
No
big deal. It's a weird thing, yeah, because...
If it was blurred out, then you wouldn't want to watch that scene, right?
Yeah, I mean, again, that's like the hentai or whatever. No, hentai is the anime. Yeah, that's why they have hentai, so they can actually see a rigid penis. So you're right. If you want to know how important an actual erect cock is to porn, they have tentacles banging women in Japan
because
they can't show an erect dong.
Ugh, that's dumb.
Oh, man, there's a chick. It drives me nuts, that Japanese porn.
Yeah.
That and, like, I've said this before, I never enjoy seeing, like, both members of a race outside my own having sex. Like, right. if it's a Latin chick getting piped by a Latin dude, I'm like, nothing for me.
Right.
Black dude piping black chick, beyond nothing.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the paint dry.
Yeah.
Asian dude with an Asian chick, I can list everything.
Yeah.
Did you know there's Eskimos out there having sex with Eskimos, Allison? And there's one chick, it drives me nuts, Hitomi Tanaka, I think her name. Okay, this we need the shields back on just for the wind. Okay. I can hear it already.
Oh, my.
That was working as a good poor man's pop filter. I had no idea.
All right.
And she is signed to some Jap, because I'm not a bigot, some Jap porn contract.
And, you mean an Oriental.
Yeah, exactly. And we're both pulling at the sides of our eyelids as we said this.
Okay.
Some contract where I think for hardcore, she can only do it over there. And so I've never actually seen her box take one. And you'll look up this chick, by the way, and be grossed out. She just has like 48 triple Zs.
Gross.
And is otherwise fairly skinny. And I mean, like, has a cute Asian chick face. I don't know. I can never really judge Asian faces. I'm not. I don't have an Asian thing, but I'm like, I love her tits.
Okay.
I'll give them that much.
Oh, goodness.
And she has a contract over there where she, like, cannot come over here and just take some good red, white, and blue hog.
Oh, wow.
On camera. And it's like seeing a ball player who has a contract. It's like seeing Adrian Peterson on the Vikings, and he has no quarterback and nothing else. And you're like, he could have been the best ever.
Yeah.
And he's spending his time in this B-league piece of crap, and he'll have memory issues the rest of his life and shot knees, and for what?
Yeah.
You want to see something that has the potential to be the best, do it in the best possible circumstances.
And I got you.
I want to see those big Japanese fun bags taking it.
Okay.
I feel I lost you somewhere along that.
Something about the Oriental fun bag.
Here, I'll punch her up because I want your reaction.
Oh my.
On the microphone, as
will
the kids
say. Will she be nude?
Yeah, she definitely will. Hmm. Hitomi Tanaka. Do 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 do.
That's beautiful.
Okay, there she is with the bikini top on.
Well, that's fine right there.
She's gonna have big areolas.
She looks. If she kind of reminds me of an Asian Rosie O'Donnell.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's a big, fat, sloppy lesbian. What? You're not doing her justice. Get the damn cat off the table.
Her face kind of smashed in.
Well, now you're just getting into, like, racist stuff.
Get out of here.
Oh, you don't like my cat trying to eat your peanut butter and banana sandwich or whatever the hell you made?
Peanut butter, banana, and jam sandwich. Go.
I can kind of smell the cat, or it's just my breath getting trapped in the mic filter.
Now we don't have
any
sound.
Filter.
I can't hear anything.
What'd you do?
Your cat did it. There's no sound. None.
She probably just screwed with the mic. Okay, now I can hear myself out of the left channel. Yeah, exactly. Whatever. We'll finish the show this way. Pick her up and take her off the damn table. It's getting annoying. There are her areolas.
I don't really like that.
I know. That's not exactly your speed.
No.
I'm more a fan of the
I don't like it when
saucers.
It's the whole face of the breast.
It's
like
not
that.
The whole face of the breast. They're just big, but her cans are matching big.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, Allison.
It's not my cup of tea.
So if a boy cajoles you out of a nude picture, he's not going to be greeted by areolas like the head of a microphone?
No, mine are just normal.
Well, what is normal?
Normal? I don't know. Like... I don't know, this big?
I don't like you nip-shaming. She's indicating something the size of a quarter.
Yeah.
More like a JFK 50-cent piece.
I mean, it's not very big.
Nah, that's kind of... I think my chicks are around that size.
Yeah.
Mine are around that size, but...
I
could stand to lose a few. Yeah, in relation to my large orangutan nipples, what are yours? Hold on, let me pull up on the top of my man breast to stretch it out.
It's fairly similar, but my nipples are different.
Whatever, let's take off the phones. We really don't need them.
Okay. Yeah, because they're coming in and out. And
yeah,
it's pretty bad.
I love my setup. I love my cruddy little setup. Let me just unplug the monitors.
Okay.
No point. There we go.
Yeah. The sound in here on our headphones was not good, so we just disconnected. So.
Yeah. I can't hear if that made a sound because I just took off the phones, but that's fine by me.
Okay.
I don't care.
Yeah.
Let's get to some actual show. I guess that was half of the show.
Okay.
Baltimore cop cuts the throat of a dog.
No, I can't do that.
You don't want that one?
No, that's terrible.
Do you like my cat leaping on the pile of letters that is 3 feet tall?
They're going to go.
That's going to end well. Oh, they're sliding.
There goes the whole avalanche of papers now.
Okay.
Because they're important. That's why they're shoved up there like that. Oh, my. Okay.
You don't want to talk about it?
No, that's sad. That'll make me sad.
The dog was restrained, too. It bit a woman. And
what kind of dog was it?
Hold on. I'll punch it up. Give me 1 second. I'm doing this off the phone, not my laptop.
Okay.
Baltimore cop kills dog. Okay. Baltimore police officer slashed dog's throat.
No.
He faces a felony animal cruelty for it. Nala, a 7-year-old Chinese Shar Pei. Now, looking at it, there's the Shar Pei right there. He's got a little brightly colored bandana on. And any dog in a bandana just isn't murderous.
That's true.
Could put Cujo in a party hat. And I'd be like, that's not the one you're looking for. Sorry, guys. Yeah. At the instant they're wearing clothing, an animal becomes more or less a person.
Yep. That's why Coley the pit bull, he always wears a clown nose. I'll be like, what's my dog?
That's just a chunk of human flesh from his latest feasting.
Like Hannibal.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a little kidney tip.
What's wrong with that?
So, let's see. The officers responded to a call where a dog bit a chick. And just before they got to the scene, a cop was overheard saying, I'm going to gut this effing thing.
No.
And then he walks over and stabs it in the neck, and it later dies.
That is horrible. So now what happens?
Well, who's the dog pay for died. That's
yeah, but
happened.
Do they pay for her dog? Whoever's dog it is?
I don't know if you can... I don't know if you just pay for the dog. I think you face a massive lawsuit in that instance.
Yeah, but what kind of bite was it? I mean, is the person hospitalized, or was
it... No, it sounds like a hand bite. It sounds like Officer Will Papagiorgio was on the beat. What does this dog do? I'm effing killing it.
That's horrible. Like, they should pay for that dog. Like, that's something you can't replace.
That's what I'm... I was mulling it over in my head.
Okay.
If one of my neighbors,
yeah,
like, was texting or was speeding through the neighborhood, and yeah, I had a pet outside, one of my old cats or dogs, the ones, yeah, I let outside, and they ran it over.
Yeah.
I was thinking, and I'm not joking, I was thinking if I would stop short of murdering them.
Mm.
Like, I would come to their door, and they would open it, and I would beat them savagely. Like, I'd walk over with a weapon, premeditated, like, I'm going away for this.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be able to take it. Like, yeah, I would beat them within an inch of their life, and
but
then I'd have to
accident?
See if I drop kick them over. If it's a pure accident, like... You've got your hands on the tens and twos.
Yes.
And eyes, you're giving the 1,000-yard stare.
Yeah. And I slam on my brakes.
And out of nowhere, my cat's just like, gotcha! And then gets crushed. Yeah. Honest mistake.
And then your cat's going, meow, it was an accident.
Exactly. With his final breath, he's writing in his own blood who was responsible. Yes. But I mean, I got neighbors that love to gun it at like 45, 50 down this little crap cul-de-sac
live
on.
Well, there's no outlet here.
Yeah.
But
you'd be amazed how people crank
it down
that and mash the brakes.
That's what I'm saying. That's what makes it more dangerous. They can't go straight through. You're almost at the end of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, they have to double around.
Yeah.
And then try to kill the pet again. Yeah. They get a twofer.
Yeah. Or they get
your
other
cat. It's like the carnival. You know, you give them 25 cents and you get 3 balls to knock down the milk jugs. Let me find out someone did that at a high speed or like was texting. I would take a sawn off pool cue, my friend. And I am talking savage, swollen,
so you're the
brain,
joker now.
Mouth like pumpkin head, fractured teeth. I'd lose it, man. I wouldn't be able to.
When was the last time you got in a fight then?
Like an actual beat the hell out of someone fight?
Yeah.
Gee, I mean, like high school, junior high.
But what was it for?
Some kid shoved me from behind, and I shoved him back.
And then you guys started duking it out.
Yeah, then I clocked him. I beat him so hard I cut my teeth, or I cut my knuckles on his teeth.
Oh, not good.
And then I had all day detention, and he walked away because I beat him.
Oh, this is a sad story.
No, it was great. And he was black, so I get bonus points. Not like a racial thing. I'm just saying, like, they're supposed to be stronger, you know? So it's like I took out Andre the Giant while we were both 12.
This is not good. Wasn't your mom mad?
No, actually, that was a weird thing. Like, as long as I beat the hell out of a kid who first gave it to me, like, if I was bullying, she wasn't happy about that.
Yeah.
I was kind of a bully, too.
Yeah.
Not like I was huge. I was just somehow a prick, though, even though I wasn't that tall.
Yeah.
But, like, if the kid started it, my mom was completely down for beat the holy ass out of him.
Yeah,
and as a, you know, once you've got a sibling,
I wasn't allowed to fight.
Really?
Not
see,
at all.
As a sibling with you got a little brother, you beat the hell out of each other all the time.
I
so
do
it's
have a
like
little
you
sister.
Have practice.
She beat me up all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she was evil. She was bad.
You're a wuss then.
No, my mom told me not to fight, so I was obedient almost to a fault.
Well, that's like my family where I really couldn't get away with anything, and my brother was the baby.
Yeah,
and he could. It was a lot like Israel. He could initiate all the aggression in the world, and the instant I retaliated, it was like, can you believe what's going on here?
Yeah.
My mom being the international community.
My sister, she was a maniac. I just told this story on vacation. My sister, she would always provoke. She would just provoke, and then whatever. And then she would just tell, and then I would get in trouble. I'd be like, you know. She is doing it. Like, she is standing in front of the TV. Why am I in trouble for asking her to move or whatever? But this one time in particular, my sister was doing something, and my mom took her into the bedroom, pulled down her pants.
Whoa, slow down. I have to do the same. What were they both wearing?
And anyhow, she got the belt. And I remember just peering around the corner, just thinking, oh my gosh, I feel so bad for my sister. She's really going to get it, you know? And they thought my sister had like hyperactivity. So my mom did try the thing with like no red dyes, no yellow dyes, no all this kind of stuff. And then people were saying, well, she's so spoiled, you need to discipline her. So this was kind of the discipline phase because my mom would just give in to the red dyes and stuff. My sister throw a fit. She wanted a red popsicle. My mom just give it to her, you know. Anyhow, this particular day, so I'm peering around the corner. My sister's about to get it. My mom gets the belt on her bare bottom and start smacking my sister on her bottom. And I was like, it's like my little eyes were just welling up with tears because I'm like 8 years old.
Like a Ren and Stimpy cartoon when they were supposed to look sad.
And I'm just like, this is horrible.
What is with these apes crawling all over everything? Sorry, he's about to hit the space bar and he'll stop the recording. So give me a second. Buster, get the hell down. Down!
Anyhow, so my sister is about to get it, and my mom starts giving her this spanking with this belt. My sister turns around. She's like 2 years old, and she starts going, like, bring it!
Wow.
Like, she just started going bananas. And then I was scared of both of them. Like, I don't belong here with these people.
That is hardcore. That's like walking in the deer hunter, like just putting the pistol to his head.
Yeah, I double dog dare you. And I just thought, my sister is a lunatic. And she's kind of like that today, you know?
Like, well, she's a nurse. She seems like a real piece of crap from what I've heard.
I mean, she's just...
And she's uglier than you. I just want to say that. That's true. Not saying that just to be your friend. She's definitely uglier than you.
Right.
What a backhanded compliment. No way am I saying you're attractive. She's just way uglier than you.
That's right. Oh, goodness gracious. Anyhow, she's a maniac. And she's like that today. She's very spoiled. She wants to get her way. And she still likes to fight and all of that. You know, she got kicked out of a mall when she was like 33.
What?
Yeah. And some girl accused her of being with her boyfriend. And she's like, I don't got time for your man and blah, blah, blah. And that's how my sister talks.
Oh, God.
And I was like, you got thrown out of the mall? Like, what are you, 12? Like, who gets kicked out of the mall? And then she wants to go and put sugar in people's gas tanks. Like, all stuff you do maybe when you're a kid.
How are she and Will not just married by now?
I don't
They're know. Both just... immature and...
like I don't know, it's just really not cool. And I can remember one time she had kind of cut somebody off in traffic, but not really. I mean, there was a good distance between us, and then she made a right-hand turn and she was almost to her boyfriend's house, and I'm in the front seat, And the person made a right-hand turn, like a swift right-hand turn, right mm-hmm. after us. And so she was like, "Ah, no, they didn't. It's on now."
She sounds like an Amy Poehler character.
I mean, she's just... And she calls her boyfriend. She's like, "Bill, you best come outside because it's going to throw down."
And just say, what does Bill look like? There's one thing I want you to mention here.
he looks like Lenny Kravitz.
That works. That works as a description.
And he has legs for arms, but yeah. Anyhow, so she calls him up and she said, "You know, you best come outside. We're going to throw down. These people are following me. They think I cut them off, blah, blah, blah." Well, we make another left and then a left to go on their street. And these people just drove. They were just on their way home, I think. And my sister, here comes Billy out. And meanwhile, she leaves me in the car and she says, I forgot my knife, but here's a spoon. Okay, like I'm gonna yeah.
How long has she been behind bars where a spoon is a weapon? She's like, I sharpen the tip real good.
It's just like, oh gosh, she forgot her blade.
How is your sister so street? Like, wasn't she more sheltered?
She was, and she went to private school.
You were the one that was like, yeah, bagging coke and muling it across the border at 18 months.
But when we moved, she was 4. When my mom turned over a new leaf, she was 4. She actually went to private school. She traveled to Europe. She, you know what I mean? And this is what she gets. She thinks she's black. I don't know. It's pretty funny. And she's a nurse, so, you know.
Who would be look, as much as I really stereotype on the show, yeah. most of it's like ha-ha,
right.
tongue-in-cheek, yeah. that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Except for about the Jews.
Right.
But if you had a nurse.
Right.
Ostensibly white.
Yes.
Your sister looks kind of like you, where you look like yeah. gypsy filth.
Yeah.
So you're like whitish.
Yeah.
Lately, we've let you in. But we're not right. so comfortable. Kind of like my dad. Yeah. Where it's like, I guess, like, we're not going to lump you in with the Mexicans, but not happy you're here.
Right.
If she talked black as hell.
Yeah.
I would be terrified.
Yeah, but she doesn't really do it to her patients so much. When she's around her patients, she actually kind of talks almost like she's shy.
Oh, she puts on a white voice. Is that what you're saying?
But when she's back at the nurse's station, she'll be like, "Oh, hell no, I am going to do my nails."
So she's like Eminem in and out of court.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, Your Honor, I am Marshall Mathers III, Your Honor.
Yes, exactly. And then when she's in the patient's room, they'll be like, "Oh, she's so shy and quiet." And I'll be like, okay.
There is nothing creepier than a white chick who sounds dead on black. I mean, nothing creepier.
But not only that, but she has like white people hair, but she styles it like she's a black person. Like, how does that...
What, like the rabbi curls?
Kind of like the... No, kind of yeah, like a spit curl on the side of your face or...
Your words, not mine.
Or like a... Like, you know, she'll part it way over where you have to, like...
Does she put straightener in it, even though it's straight? That's what I'm really getting at. Does it have that straightener smell wafting off it?
Well, it looks like it. You know what I mean? You put so much product in it that it's just slick to your head.
Yeah.
Like, you have to control your weave or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, yeah. It looks like you comb doll hairs.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, how... And even when she does updos and stuff, or she curls her hair, she curls it like she's
One,
got
the fact
fake
she
hair.
Calls it an updo, to continue.
I think that is the term for everyone, but yeah, I don't even know how that's possible. I'm like, how do you make your white hair look black? Like, black people want your hair to look like yours, just as it is.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's weird,
And
man.
Speaking of that, on Orange is the New Black, that one woman, she reminds me of a nurse I worked with. She's the one that used to be the kingpin of the prison who's back in there, V.
Uh-huh.
V, I worked with a Jamaican nurse like that. She's kind of like hardcore with the loud makeup and the big hoops, and she comes into work like that. Like, if she could wear pumps, she would. Like, she looks like she's...
Wait, go back. My chick just traded in the phone I got her 4 months ago, the
yeah.
iPhone.
Yeah.
Now dead for an iPhone 5C, which is fine by me. When I bought it, I was like, you can trade it in for an upgrade whenever. I thought it'd be longer than 4 goddamn months.
Yeah.
And now she was like looking, she's like, I can't find the headphone jack. I had to explain that Apple wisely,
yeah.
that was in air quotes, moved it to the bottom.
Yeah.
So now you can't just plop your phone down while you're in the gym because it'll be resting on the headphone jack.
Oh, I see.
Back to V
yeah.
and all this stuff and Orange is the New Black. I yeah. could talk Orange is the New Black all day. Did you finish it?
No, I'm...
What?
I only did...
We just talked about oh, I don't have a show to watch on Netflix, John. What would you recommend? Here's a start. Orange is the New Goddamn Black.
I'm on episode 3, I think. Or I did
Oh,
three.
You're really making progress. I did that in one day. Why don't you have my discipline?
I don't know. I don't know. But anyhow, the character V, she reminds me of this Jamaican nurse that I work with. And she's
Which
pretty
one's
hard.
V?
She's the one that used to wear red. Red used to kind of run the show. Now V is trying to weasel in by, you know...
Oh, is V the black chick with the big mane of hair?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a good actress, man. She
yeah, she's
really
great.
Kills it this season.
Yeah. So.
And you see her knockers at the end. I don't know if I wanted to
no,
see
No, no, not the young girl.
Oh, no.
Oh, not... she's old. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You see her like 50-year-old
Tasty, I was
Harpo
thinking.
Boobs.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I don't want to see Tasty's jugs. Good Lord.
But Tasty's a good actress, too. I really like her.
Tasty's fine, but I don't want to see Tasty's jugs, man.
Whose jugs do you want to see?
Well, I mean, pretty much everyone's. Let's see. You don't want to see Kate Mulgrew's tits.
You don't want to see...
Captain Janeway era? Maybe.
Pensatucky's
like she
either.
She pulls out the... No, I look at Pensatucky's in a heartbeat.
No, they're gross.
I
and
mean,
they're kind
small.
Of dark. They're dark fried eggs. And that's not good.
I mean...
But she's so fair
You're characterizing
complected.
Them as a burned breakfast. I don't... That doesn't sound appetizing to anyone. And her vagina was like crusty toast.
Yeah, that's it. That's probably what
no,
it
is. No, Pensatucky's fine. She cleans up. Your friend Chris.
Yeah.
I don't know if he listens to the show anymore. And I don't know if he was like going for a troll or what. But he was watching. He said, I'm watching Orange is the New Black season 2. I can't believe Taryn Manning is only 35. Stay away from plastic surgery, girls. Look what it did to her. And
yeah.
I wanted to be like. You realize they, like, cracked up her face for the role, right?
Oh, my.
I mean, who is it? Kevin Peter Hall, I think, who played Predator
yeah.
and had AIDS. Is he going to be like, don't get AIDS. It makes you grow mandibles.
What's
and future technology in your arm.
What's wrong with that? That's happened. That's true. I'm a nurse. I've seen it. Don't get AIDS.
First, you become Harry from the Hendersons, though.
Oh, goodness.
Why I know that man's film career, I know not.
But did he have AIDS?
Yeah, he died of, like, AIDS from a blood transfusion. Very yeah. sad.
Who is he? Like, Max Headroom?
Kevin Peter Hall was just, like, a really tall actor dude.
But did he play Max Headroom?
In the no, course? He was a black dude. He wasn't,
oh, black.
Yeah, so I don't think he was Max Headroom.
I was thinking. I don't
he
know
was Harry in the Hendersons. He was Predator.
Oh, he's in the costume.
He's the costume guy. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who did you think that wasn't in the costume was Max Headroom though? Carl Weathers?
No, it's a white guy. It's an old white
yeah,
guy.
I
was thinking of the dad, but maybe that was John Lithgow.
It is John Lithgow.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of another guy.
The evil guy from Cliffhanger. You mean?
Oh, and we should also mention the cartoon that I was trying to think of.
Wait till your father comes. Wait till your father comes home.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, I heard the theme literally once in Canal.
But I didn't look
it.
Up the Patriot book, so I don't know what that is.
Was it Papa Nick who pointed out it was
yeah.
wait till your father comes home?
Yeah, he
home?
Picked up on it. That was
and
good.
And the inherent threat in that. It's true. It was like, wait until your father comes home. The little beating I gave you will pale in comparison to the heavy
yeah.
ass mashing. That really sounded gay.
Mm.
The cinder block to the temple you're going to take when he comes in, frustrated from a day of work. Because really, that's what it was.
Yeah.
It was like directing a bull.
I don't know. My dad wasn't there, so.
Oh, well, that's
that.
One of the perks of having an absentee father.
Two of them.
Yeah. My two dads that aren't there.
That should be a show. You could put me
that's
in
what
it.
I was going for.
Oh, goodness gracious.
What does it say? How much time?
I don't know.
Look, over there.
I can't see.
Come on. God damn it.
I really cannot see.
You don't have cave fish eyes?
I cannot see.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Two or eight or nine.
Is it? Okay. Well, we're at 50. How's that?
All right.
It went from 49 to 50. Do you know how math works?
Okay. That
with your
good.
Mouth full of what are you eating, Elvis?
Peanut butter, jelly, jam, strawberry jam, and banana.
All right. Well, we can punch out right now if you
All
want.
All right, darling.
I mean, it's not like there's anything I actually want to get to. We could talk about the Amazon Fire Phone and how it lets you buy anything. Like, I could point it at your sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, crowd. And it would be like bread, $2.50, bananas, $1.50, jam, 50 cents.
Wow.
And then it would be like, here's how you get this on Amazon. So it'll show up all rotten on your doorstep. I personally don't see it. I to me, that's taking it to the nth degree. But the whole gimmick with the Fire Phone is that you can shine it upon an object. And I guess with or without the barcode now, it'll detect what
but
it
I
is.
I wonder, can you put an image that you've seen in? Because that would help me out. I've seen images like online or
I think
Instagram
you can, actually.
Or
that's
whatever.
The thing.
And I wanted to try to find it to purchase it, and I cannot.
You're like, no, that dildo didn't look 12 inches.
Ugh, not good. Not good. This is not a good story. That's disgusting. All right, clock is out.
No, I just the phone, it kind of, it seems like overkill. I always feel evil as hell as it is when I walk into a store and I just like start using the Amazon app to read the barcodes. Then I'm like, $8 cheaper. Why am I even here? And then I strut out with nothing. I just feel like the biggest piece of cheapo crap, man.
Yeah, but then you have the convenience of just getting it.
Comes to your door. It's like winning
a prize.
But if
you're already out. But I mean, $8 is kind of steep. But I mean, if it's 50 cents and you're walking out, you're stupid.
Well, that's how I feel. It's the convenience of same day right now shipping, as I would put it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I stopped being funny like 5, 10,
forever
20
ago.
Shows ago.
Yeah.
Let's punch out. All right, I'm John Papa Giorgio. This was Papa's Basement. She's Allison Frank. You want to tweet me, it's at Papa's Basement. Same for Instagram with her. They're both the same as well. It's at Allison Frank, A-L-L-I-S-0-N. Frank shows websites in papasbasement.com. Go there for a couple of shows a week. Sometimes I write. Not really lately anymore. Nothing gains traction, so I'm just sick of putting time into it. You know what does gain traction? Playing Skylanders. They keep leveling up and leveling up. I've got
but
the most...
they can't. They can't keep leveling up.
Oh,
then
they
they're
can.
Done.
No, no. Then they make a new one, and then you get 5 more levels to level them up.
Oh, okay.
They're so powerful. I have so many strong ones. So many hours.
Oh, my.
All right. Till the next one. We're out of here.
Bye.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah, you're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.